today's episode. Thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited to have you. Before we get started today, I would like you to connect to the moment. So, for some reason, I'm feeling like doing this. So, put your hands on your belly, both hands on your belly. As long as you're not driving, please close your eyes if you're driving or operating heavy machinery. Keep your eyes open. And just take a really deep breath, allowing your belly to expand. And then breathe out. All right, that's it. That's just what I wanted to do for right now. So thanks again for being here. I'm super excited for this episode. Sometimes when I am going to record an episode, I kind of plan it out. I'm like, this is the thing I want to talk about. And I get my topics and I kind of come in with a bit of a plan. And then sometimes I'm just like, I don't really have much of a plan. But it's those times when I don't have much of a plan that I know that there is someone that needs to hear what I have to say. And even today, I was like, I don't know if I feel like recording a podcast episode today, but something inside me kept on saying, someone needs to hear this. Someone needs to hear this. So here we are. I just got back from rock climbing and my hands are really sore. There's this one particular climb. I posted it on my Instagram and I haven't seen anyone get it. And it's supposed to be like a level one climb. It starts beginner, then it goes to zero and then one, and it's supposed to be a one, and it's the last of the ones that I am yet to conquer, and I just have not been able to get to the top, and I have not seen anyone else get to the top, and everyone who sees me do it is like, that is not a one, it's difficult, I can't even get that. So yeah, everyone has told me to just not let that one hold me back because I was like, I need to get this one before I can move on to the next level. And everyone was like, nope, fuck that, just move on. I'm still going to keep giving it a try. Eventually they'll take it down, but I get closer and closer each day. But yeah, my hands are kind of sore right now. Anyway, what do I have to share with you before we get started? Not much. All right, cool. We can just get straight into it. That's really great, Brooke. You're doing really well so far. So today's episode, as you can tell by the title, is called What It Takes to Uplevel. And this is something that I've been thinking about a lot lately because for me anyway, in this personal development world, spiritual world, the kinds of things that I do, the kinds of things that I'm helping my clients with, the kinds of things that I help myself with is up-leveling, is getting to that next level, is pushing through the perceived barriers that we have to get through and get to the next level. So what is even up-level? What does that actually mean? Well, for me, up-level means to get to that next level, to get to that next step on the path to this destination that you kind of envision for yourself, or even if it's not a destination, because I don't necessarily believe there's an endpoint to any of this. But whatever that next step is, that next goal that you have, that next thing that you want to achieve, that is the next level for you. And so sometimes there can be things getting in the way of the next level, whether it's our mind, whether it's pretty much just our minds, really. Or maybe you're not even clear on what that next level looks like for you. That is what it is for some people. So that's kind of what that whole up level thing means. And I kind of have a lot to say about this stuff. So I'm going to go through some of the things and the steps that you need to, well, that you can go through when you're going through an up level or you want to get to that next level, next step, next goal, and get through it, crush it. So let's just get into it. The first thing is, now, like I said a second ago, most of the stuff that gets in the way of us up-leveling is our mind. And this is something that I've seen so much with clients, and it's kind of the reason that I switched from doing fitness coaching to mindset and spirituality and manifestation stuff, because I was helping people with their fitness stuff, but it wasn't the fitness that people really needed help with. Like, people knew that they had to go to the gym and they knew that they needed to be active, but it was the stuff in their mind that was getting in the way, and they wanted the support and the guidance, and it was really like the limiting beliefs that they had in their mind and the stories that they were telling themselves about that. So I don't really know why I went down that path, but like of saying all that stuff right now. But yeah, it's been my experience that the mindset stuff is what holds people back the most, and it's what's the only thing, like, when I can ever think about all the times that I've up-leveled and moved to the next level, the only obstacle I had to overcome was my own mind. Like, that was the only thing getting in the way. And even if you're like, well, I have this thing in my way because this person won't do this, or I can't go here and do this because of this reason, like, that is still your mind. You're just not thinking outside of the box to come up with other solutions. You're focusing on the problem, but we'll get to that in a second. Anyway, so the first thing that when it comes to up-leveling is recognizing what beliefs and worries and doubts and fears and whatever are holding you back. It's recognizing that's really, really important, and noticing what's there. Now. Really, 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 really important here is to not go searching for things, because you will find what you're looking for. You do not need to go searching and digging and searching through your mind to try and find all these fears and limiting beliefs and whatever that is potentially holding you back, because sometimes you might even construct fears and limiting beliefs and worries that aren't actually there. Or you could magnify something that's actually not that big of a problem for you, but because you're looking for it, you're like, yes, I found this thing. Whoa, it's this huge thing, when really it's not. So recognizing what beliefs and fears hold you back. Now, the way that I go about this, and for me, I am a firm believer. This is what I teach my clients. This is what I tell myself all the time. This is how reality works for me, is that, and this is a fact that, it's actually scientific anyway, based on quantum physics, you can look that up, that reality will bend to shape and fit your beliefs about reality. So, and this goes back to my blue hair experiment that I did at episode 21, like, I started seeing a lot of people with blue hair because I decided that a lot of people had blue hair. So I started seeing that, and that was a belief of mine. So reality started putting those things in front of me. Whether I created them or whether I just noticed them doesn't not matter. It's still my reality, whatever. However it came to be in my experience, it doesn't matter. So recognizing what beliefs are holding you back. If you are trying to get a new job, you're working on getting a new job, and you have a belief that you're not the kind of person who does that, or people with this kind of job are mean people, or this person who's doing the hiring won't hire you. Anything like that, anything that's getting in your way, anything that's stopping you is a limiting belief or a fear or a worry or something that's going in your head. Also, something here that I like to do, and I think I've spoken about this on an episode before, but anything that's a fear or feels bad or makes me doubt myself or is a worry, I call it a lie. I call all of those things a lie. Any doubts, fears, worries, whatever, I tell them they're a lie, like straight up. As soon as it comes into my head, I'm like, that's a lie, that's a lie, that's a lie, that's a lie, that's a lie. And also important is to notice and, well, to accept and recognize that you're not your thoughts. You can be the observer of the thoughts. So rather than just saying, oh my gosh, I'm scared of this thing, I'm scared of this thing, I have this fear, I have this limiting belief, observe it from a different perspective, a different place. Observe the thought. So you don't have to say, I have this fear, I have this fear. You can just say, oh wow, that thought that just came into my head is a fearful thought, and I don't need to have that. So does that make sense? Separating the thoughts from who you are, and not saying, okay, I have this fear that this person won't hire me. And instead of identifying as the fear and saying, I have this fear, you can just say, okay, that's a thought that has come into my head, and that is a fearful thought, and I choose to call it a lie, and I'm not going to listen to it. So thank you for being there. Thank you for serving your purpose, but I no longer need you, and I release you. And something that I like to do, sometimes I like do a whole sentence, or I'll write it out in my journal. I'll be like, I no longer choose to have this thought. I can't even remember what I write now, but like, I ask the universe to remove this thought from me in all time, space, and dimension, or something like that. I don't know. I just let it flow whenever it comes out. But I just am like, this thought is gone from me. And sometimes you can do a visualization of like water washing over you and washing the thought away. So that's really useful too. Our mind works in symbols and images. So if you can create an image that signifies that thought or belief or fear leaving your body and being washed away, you can visualize it written out in a sentence and then erase the sentence. You can imagine it as a ball of energy in front of you, and then the ball of energy could explode. You could, if you're more of a feeling person, you could just imagine the breathing in good and then breathing out the negative, or whatever, like whatever works for you to signify that it's leaving, is going to be really, really helpful. So recognizing what fears, doubts, worries, and limiting beliefs you have, and just don't go searching for them. Please, please, please don't go searching. They will come up. They'll come up when they need to, and you can do a little bit of journaling around these kinds of things. Like if you notice you're not getting the results that you want, you can ask yourself questions in your journal, like what part of you doesn't want it? What are you afraid would happen if you got it? What are you afraid would happen if you didn't get it? You can ask yourself a bunch of questions like that, which will help you. And they're that's not necessarily searching for the problems of digging through. That's allowing things to come up that need to come up, which is okay. But searching for problems and limiting beliefs and worries and fears is going to lead you down a really, really big rabbit hole. And the only blocks and fears and limiting beliefs you have are the ones that you decide you have. So you can decide to get rid of them. And that's actually going to go into my next step. But if you identify with the block, with the fear, with the limiting belief, and say, I have this fear, I have this block, that's you identifying with it and putting it in front of you, putting it in your way. So notice it and observe these things, and be an outside observer of them. Don't identify with them or as part of them, or like, this is my fear, this is my thing, this is me, this is part of me, because then you're giving it power. So the next one is deciding what you want to believe instead. And so I said, remember a few minutes ago that reality will bend to fit your beliefs. This is true. So I did the experiment. You can go back to episode 21 and listen to it, about deciding that a lot of people in my reality had blue hair. And it got to the point where it was happening so often that I could do it on demand. And I would say, oh, I'm going to see someone with blue hair right now. And I fucking do. And now it's at the point where I've kind of released that belief, because I know it's true. I know it's a fact. I don't think about it all the time. Like, I don't need to affirm it anymore, because I know I can get it on demand and I can just see someone with blue hair no matter what, no matter when. So for me, and it's kind of died down now, because I'm just like, that's easy for me. I don't need to even think about that. I know that's true. So deciding what you want to believe instead. And like, this is easy, and you can just, okay. So the deciding what you want to believe instead is easy. And then integrating the beliefs and installing these new beliefs can be a process. So deciding what you want to believe instead is simply just deciding what would feel best. What would feel better than thinking that relationships are hard to find? What would feel better than that? Well, what would feel better is probably relationships are really easy to find. A good, loving relationship is very easy to find. There are lots of people out there who are ready and willing to commit, who are exactly right for me, yada, yada, all those things, and relate this to whatever you want, relate it to a job, relate it to money. But what would feel better than the current like negative belief that you have? And then you work on installing and integrating that new belief. So the way I like to do it is write it down in my journal as many times as I want. Like sometimes I'll come up with this new belief and then I'll have the urge to write it a bunch of times, like time and like almost as lines, just write it until I feel something click inside me. And I'm like, okay, that my subconscious mind has kind of latched onto that to the point that I'll be able to remember it and bring it up when I need to. And then I keep doing that. I remind myself of it all the time. Whenever you need, you can set reminders on your phone, which is a really good one. So what you can do is write in, have a notes section on your phone for your new beliefs or affirmations or something like that, and have and just write out a list of all the ones, and then have a reminder on your phone come up every hour or so to remind you to go in and look at those notes. So you're really, really integrating them. And eventually they will start to feel real, and your mind will automatically go to them. So sometimes you'll notice you will automatically go to a positive belief instead of the negative one. And I've like, this has happened to me. Well, this happens to me frequently, and I've talked about it a bit on the podcast, but sometimes like it'll come up, and the first time it happens that your mind goes to that new positive belief that you want to have instead, and you'll just be like, what the heck was that? But it's really, really awesome when you can change your mind, you can change your brain, because realistically, all of these thoughts and worries and doubts and fears were learned. We weren't born with those fears or limiting beliefs. We learned them. We decided that they were real and that we needed to believe them. So we can choose to believe some things, and then we can change our mind and believe something else. Or you think about a time when you've had a belief or whatever about something, and then someone said something, someone said something, and you changed your mind instantly about that belief that you used to have. So it's possible, and you've done it before. You've changed your mind about a bunch of things. You made decisions about a bunch of things before. So it's possible to decide to think positive things, and we're conditioned to be fearful of everything, you know, watching the news, watching blah, 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 crap. I don't listen to any of that shit. We're conditioned to believe in the fearful things. So it can be confronting to think that you can believe the positive things, but you can, like, why the fuck not? Why can't you believe positive things? Why? Like, I don't understand. What if it doesn't happen? Who fucking cares? What if it does happen? What if it does happen? Then what? Right? Think about that instead of what if it doesn't? What if it doesn't? What if it doesn't work? So what? If it doesn't, what if it does? What if it does? So, tangent. But deciding what you want to believe instead, and then integrating those beliefs. So journaling, affirming them, writing them down as much as you can, feeling into them, meditating on them. I really like to do that, meditating. And so I'm going to do a course I might even just do a masterclass in the Facebook group soon. Actually, yes. So go and join the Facebook group. I'll leave the link in the show notes. It's called Real Life Your Dreams. Super awesome. I think I'll probably do a masterclass in there next week on becoming a match for your desires. So join there if that's something that you're into. And so what you can do is, and then I'll like, what I'm about to talk about right now will be part of the masterclass, and I'll go deeper in the masterclass. So what I like to do is bring the feelings of that belief and that thought and that emotion into my body, and that's how you become an energetic match for it. So there's a couple ways, like there's a bunch of ways you can do it. There's some specific ways that I like to do it that I share with my clients, and that I'll share some of those in the masterclass when that happens in the Facebook group. But that is how you become a match. So definitely meditating on those affirmations and those positive beliefs, whatever you can do to affirm the positive and think about that as much as possible, and choose that over the negative. And even if you catch yourself thinking the negative, you can just in that instant moment decide and just think, hang on, that's an interesting thought. That's not mine, and I'm going to think this other thing instead. So deciding what you want to believe instead. Another really, really important thing is to letting go and forgiving past people, past beliefs, past experiences. And the important thing here with the word forgiving does not mean that you have made it okay. Does not mean that what happened or what you experienced was okay. Forgiving simply means that you have decided to remove that dense negative energy out out of you. You no longer need to carry that around. You need no longer need it taking up space. So by forgiving, you accept that it's done. It's an experience that you went through, that you had, that you saw, or whatever, that you felt. And you're now removing that negative energy from your body and outside of you. And this creates space inside of you for good stuff to come in. Another really important thing about manifestation is creating space for those manifestations to come into you, those desires to become a part of you, and for you to become an energetic match for what you desire. Because if you're carrying around a lot of dense negative energy, that's going to bring you down, and that's going to hold you back from being able to become a match for what you desire. So there's a couple ways you can go about forgiving people, beliefs, experiences. Realize that everyone is doing the best they can with what they have. No one is really intentionally setting out to be rude or horrible or whatever. It's just, they're just doing the best that they could do. And forgiving can be a practice that, if it's new to you or if you've been holding on to something for a long time, it can take a little while. It might feel weird at first because it might feel like you're making it okay for them for what happened, but you're really not. You're just choosing to let that negative energy go from you. And with the negative energy and the resentment and the anger and whatever it is, or the guilt, the shame, whatever, the only person that ever feels that stuff is you, is the person that's holding on to those things. So the other person that you feel anger towards doesn't have that negative anger inside their body. You holding on to anger isn't changing the situation at all. It's only just making you feel angry. So you can decide to let go of that stuff. There's a few ways you can do this. A really great way is to do a cord cutting. I am going to record a cord cutting actually, which is just kind of a guided meditation with some visual stuff and some feeling stuff. I did this a little while ago, unknowingly. So I did this thing called timeline therapy when I had my full day, my VIP day with my NLP trainer. We did a full day together, like one-on-one, and we did timeline therapy. And what this is we go into your subconscious's timeline in your head to release a specific emotion. And I can't remember what the specific emotion or limit, I think it was a limiting decision that, yeah, it was a limiting decision that I was getting rid of. So we go back to the very first time that limiting decision ever came up. So it could be before, during, or after birth. I've had experiences with timeline therapy where I've gone back generations, past lives. I was a man in one. Anyway, in this specific experience, I did out of my own like a cord cutting, which that wasn't part of the therapy or anything. It just happened naturally. My mind just naturally did this cord cutting, and the person who I did the cord cutting with, so it's really interesting when you do these kind of energetic things, is that when you cut the energy, so basically you're cutting off the energy cord between you and this other person, which could be causing like a lot of connection still, or feelings of anger, resentment. And you usually do this for people that you no longer want to be kind of energetically attached to. So I did this, and then the person, I guess, like realized what had happened energetically and tried to reach out to me, which hadn't happened in a very, very, very long time, like years. So that was really, really interesting. So cord cutting is really, really awesome. I'll keep you guys updated on when I have that recorded. I want to make it really, really good for you guys, because I know some people, I want it to cover everything for more than just like one specific person, and more than for people who are not only visual, but maybe people who feel things. So working on that, but there's a bunch on YouTube you can also go to in the meantime. And you can do this with beliefs and experiences. And you can also just say, I decide to remove this feeling of anger that I have been holding on to towards X person. I remove this feeling through all time, space, and dimension, and just like let it go. And you can do that visualization thing again that I was saying about. But letting go and forgiving past people and past beliefs and past experiences so you can move on. You don't have to live in that past feeling anymore. The next one I want to talk about is deciding what your minimum standards are and just no longer being available for anything less. So you can decide what your minimum standards are for how much income you desire, for the kind of relationship you desire, for the kind of friendships, for the kind of job, for whatever. You can decide what your minimums are, and this, you might already have that. Like for your bank account, for example, you might already be saying like, I will never ever have less than $2,000 in my bank account. And like you could, that could be a thing for you. That's your minimum standard. Or you might say like, I will never date someone who tries to tell me what to wear. Or you have specific requirements for like the way you want to be treated in a relationship or whatever. Like those are your minimum standards. So in order to get to the next level, right, when you're up leveling, you need to figure out what your minimum is and what you are not willing to go below. And then that's going to set the standard for getting to that next level of like, all right, if you want to make $5,000 a month, that can be your minimum. That can be your minimum standard that like you won't go below. You can imagine going below that. It's just not a possibility for you. Nothing. It just couldn't be that way. And integrating that belief as well, like through meditation and becoming an energetic match. So, and even in relationships and like the way that you want people to treat you, and you could just be like, let's say, for example, you have a friend who kind of talks down to you or something and you've been accepting it. Well, you could have your new standard, minimum standard of being like, people don't talk to me like that. No one talks to me that way. I could never imagine another human being speaking to me this way. And that could be your standard. You don't have to tell people, like you don't go around telling people like, this is my standard. I don't let people talk to me like this, unless it's really necessary. But once you start believing that, that energy will start coming out of you and people will pick up on it. They have no choice but to pick up on it. Like that's just how things work. People will be able to pick up on that energy. And when you can believe that yourself, other people will start believing that too and acting that way towards you as well. And it's the same like with money, you know, which is a bit more of a deeper topic. But if you just say, if you could never imagine going below $2,000 in your bank account, right? You're going to do whatever it takes to make sure that never happens. So setting your minimum standards is really important because when you're going up to the next level, you're going to say, okay, well, my new minimum standard is this. And then you go up to the next level, my new minimum standard is this, next level, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess these are like the most of the things that I really wanted to talk about. But there is kind of one last thing when it comes to manifestation, something that I have been thinking about a lot. When it comes to manifestation, a lot of people are like manifesting these big things, cars, houses, large amounts of money, yada, 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 like all these really, really big, great things. And while that's all well and good, it can be really intimidating for people who are just learning this concept of consciously creating and consciously manifesting and doing it on purpose rather than just, you know, kind of living the life that we're taught to live of just letting things, whatever happens, happen. So something that has been on my mind about this and something that's actually really, really important and one of the most significant things in manifestation that gets passed over so much is to appreciate and be open to the little amazings. And what I mean by this is that when you're manifesting, when you are deciding and asking and expecting things to come into your life, it's not always just going to be like, I have decided that $10,000 is going to come into my life and then the $10,000 shows up. There are so many other little bits and pieces, little steps, little things along the way that will start getting you to that 10,000 or showing you that it's on the way. And it's those things that people often miss and aren't paying attention to. So then we get really, really discouraged and we're like, well, you know, this $10,000 isn't here right now. So that must mean it's not coming. But like, maybe did you find 10 cents on the ground? Or maybe did you just get a really, really cool idea? That could be part of the manifestation, right? It's not just that $10,000 is just going to walk into your life. Sometimes it might, but sometimes the way that it's going to come to you is by those little moments that, you know, that really interesting idea that you had that you're like, man, that's a really good idea. I should do something about that. That could be the way that it happens for you. Or maybe someone will just say something in passing and it'll make you think something. And maybe that's the way that it's coming to you. So really, really pay attention to those small little details, because those are the things that are going to affirm to you and also help you know that you're on the right track and keep you motivated and knowing that and expecting that what you desire is coming to you. And a lot of the times that's how things work in my business and podcast episodes and Instagram and whatever, is I'll just get a little idea, a little light bulb moment, and then I can expand on that and grow that, and that might go into something else or whatever. But pay attention to those little things. And it could also just be something small that causes a little shift, what feels like a little shift, but actually is going to lead to something much, much bigger. Also pay attention to things that come in a different form than the way you expected. So a lot of the time we have these ideas of how things are going to come to us, how the things that we ask for are going to come to us, how things should be and how things should show up. In this case, when you're doing that, you're focusing on the form and not the content. But really what it comes down to, what you're actually after, is the content. You're really after the feeling of whatever it is that you desire. You're not necessarily after the new top at the store. Well, I sound like an old person. The top at the store. But you're after how you think you're going to feel when you get that. Or you're not really after the $10,000, you're actually desiring how you think you're going to feel when you get that $10,000. So, or a relationship, for example, you're not necessarily after you're after a relationship because you think you're going to feel a certain way when you get into a relationship, or you're desiring to feel a certain way. And those feelings can come in many different forms rather than just the way that you think they're going to show up. Like, there are so many billions, trillions of ways that the universe can be magical and deliver the things that you desire and are asking for. So focus on the feeling and focus on paying attention to when those things are delivered to you and keeping your mind open, because it might look differently than the way you expect it to look. And if you pass it up because it doesn't look the way you expect it, then you're going to miss it. So be grateful for all of the little amazings that come into your life, that come your way, all the little ideas, all the little feelings, all the little sparks of energy and inspiration and things that come to you. Really, really, really important there. So that was also a little bit of a rant. I think I needed to hear that myself too. Sometimes when I say things to you guys, like, it's kind of a download, but also it's kind of the universe telling me what I need to hear, which is really awesome about this stuff. And what I love to be able to share with you guys is, like, a lot of the stuff that I share with you and a lot of the good things and the nice things I say to you, I say them to you, but in saying them to you, I'm also saying them to myself. And so a lot of people notice that I write "I love you" at the end of my Instagram captions. And when I say "I love you," I'm saying it to you, but I'm also affirming it to myself. And I'm affirming it to myself in my own head, and I'm writing it, but also because we are one, you are me. And the more you're loved, the more you feel love, the more everyone else gets to feel love too. So that was a bit weird, but I hope you liked it. And just the last thing I want to say, which I already kind of touched on, is that you can be a success and a work in progress at the same time. You don't have to be doing all this inner work and being like, I've got to get all these fears and limiting beliefs out of the way, and I got to do all this mindset stuff, otherwise I can't be successful, and I got to do this, otherwise I can't manifest, and I got to do this, or I can't make money, or I can't get clients. Like, that's fucking bullshit. I'm calling that out right now. You can be a success and a work in progress at the same time. You can be doing the inner work and still be successful at the same time. You can be working on yourself and getting what you desire at the same time. There are no conditions on your success. No one, God, angels, the universe, whatever, hasn't put conditions on your success, has not said, well, you can be successful as long as you do all of this inner work and have 5,000 Instagram followers. No, that fucking makes no fucking sense. You get to be successful when you decide that you're successful. So decide now and do the work when it comes up, and do the work when you need to do the work, and that's absolutely okay. But don't think that there is anything stopping you or anything that you need to work through or get through to get success. I just really, really don't like that when it's kind of alluded to, or if people feel this way, and I know I felt that way myself. I even catch myself feeling this way now, like, oh my gosh, okay, to get to the next level, I've got to like work on this limiting belief. And if I don't work on this limiting belief, then I can't get there. No, 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 no. You can work on it and you can get there at the same time, as long as you believe you can. If you believe that you can't get to the next level until you do X thing, then that's going to be true. But if you believe that you can do the work and get to the next level at the same time, then you can. All right. Oh, actually, okay. The last thing that I want to talk about, because I've been saying I want to talk about this for like a bunch of episodes now, is angel numbers. Now, I have a bit of a different perspective, on angel numbers than, I don't know, some people. For me, I don't necessarily follow the traditional path of what angel numbers mean. Now, I appreciate when I see repeating numbers, and when I see repeating numbers, and so everything is open to interpretation. And like I've just been on a rant about, whatever you believe is exactly what is going to be true. So you can decide to go with like the way I explain things, or you can choose another way that someone else explains them, or you can come up with your own. Whatever feels best for you is absolutely okay. So I'm just going to explain how I view this and my perspective on angel numbers. So I like seeing angel numbers and repeated numbers. And for me, when I see these things, it's a sign for me, from myself, that I'm on the right track, that I am doing something that I'm meant to be doing, that I need to go inwards for a minute and just check on myself. What was I thinking right when I saw that angel number? How was I feeling? Okay. And then when it comes down to the meaning of angel numbers, I don't necessarily assign meaning to them based on what people say they mean. So I've read all the things about what 888 means, and 444, and 111, and like I've read all of that stuff. However, I also believe it's possible to decide what you want the numbers to mean. You can mean whatever, it can mean whatever you want it to mean. If 111 means that you are manifesting and your whatever you're manifesting is coming true, then you can believe that. If that means, if you want it to mean something else, you can. So I don't subscribe to the ideas that like this number means this and this number means this based on this other thing. Like, that just doesn't work for me. That doesn't work for me. So for me, it's a personal thing. It's not like, what does Doreen Virtue say that these angel numbers mean? Like, I don't care what she says they mean. I care what I say they mean. And when I see them, I know I'm on the right track. I appreciate them and I am grateful for them. And there are some that I see really, really frequently. And to me, that's just a sign that my subconscious mind is on the lookout for them and paying attention to them, and proof that this manifestation stuff works, because I've switched on my mind, I've switched on my unconscious mind, and it is searching. My reticular activating system is looking for the things that are going to prove my beliefs and thoughts true. So if I have a belief that I see 222 all the time, my reticular activating system is switched on and now I see 222 all the time. So I don't assign meaning to those numbers. So I see 222 and 444 a lot, and I see 333 quite frequently as well. I used to see it more, but not so much. But now it's 222 and 444. And when I see those, I'm just like, yep, I'm on the right track. I know I check in with myself, and I say just whatever I need to say to myself, do some affirmations or whatever, but I used to know what they mean, but what people say they mean, but I forgot. But if you want 888 to mean that money is on its way to you, that's what it means. So there's my unorthodox, I don't know if that's really unorthodox, but my uncommon interpretation of angel numbers. But I do like to see them, and I am grateful when I see them, and I like to share them with you guys. So take what you need from that. And I was thinking of going to the gym. However, it's minus 36 degrees outside right now, so I'm not sure if I'm gonna do that. We'll see. But thanks for listening to this episode. I would super love it if you would be able to leave it a review in iTunes. And if you do, screenshot it and send it to me on Instagram so I can say thank you to you personally. And also don't forget, I'll leave the link in the description in the show notes to submit a topic idea or questions or anything you want to have for another episode on the podcast. So I'm going to leave you now. Thank you so much for listening, and I love you.